Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head back to school and head towards fall, a couple topics we're going to cover this week about getting back into harvest season as well. ISU has long provided a series of publications called Farm Energy Publications, developed by the ISU Farm Energy Center. A new publication and study in that series looks at propane as a key ingredient for anyone using a high-temperature corn drying system. We have certainly had a wet year this year. And this propane study may be an interesting resource for folks as they look to plan for harvest and winter storage with some potentially wet grain. We know that propane makes up a large portion of energy needed for drying, and farmers may want to compare their own propane consumption to the measurements from the study to see if there are ways they can make their operation more efficient, according to Mark Hanna, the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Specialist that helped author this paper. The publication called Energy Consumption During Grain Drying is available online at the ISU Extension Store and can also be picked up at the Cass County Extension Office. A quick overview, data from the two-year study indicates that on average, high-temperature bin drying uses approximately 0.019 gallons of propane per point of moisture removed, but ranges can be from 0.015 to 0.022 gallons of propane per point per bushel. This is useful information for farmers to benchmark and estimate the propane they may need for fall drying, as many farmers are in the process of contracting propane right now. For example, if you have corn coming in at 23% moisture, you'll need approximately 150 gallons of propane per 1,000 bushels of corn to dry that down to 15% moisture. However, if you have corn coming in at 18%, you'll only need about 75 gallons of propane per 1,000 bushels to dry down that same amount of corn to 15%. Three farms across the state of Iowa were used in the trials mentioned in the paper, including the Armstrong Farm near Lewis here in southwest Iowa. For more information on energy consumption during grain drying or any of the publications in the Farm Energy Efficiency series, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132, or find the entire series online at the ISU Extension web store. As families look to head back to school and back into the routines of fall, meal planning often rises to the top of the to-do lists as we get away from the picnics and traveling of summer. If you're looking to eat healthy on a tight budget, you may want to check out Spend Smart, Eat Smart. This is a website, blog, and a recipe website offered through ISU Extension's Human Sciences Extension and Outreach. It provides nutrition suggestions, meal planning, as well as grocery shopping tips. Spend Smart, Eat Smart is designed to help families make most out of funds they have to eat, as well as live a healthier lifestyle by offering calorie counts as well as nutrition information on many of the recipes it provides. We want to counter the idea that in order to eat healthy, you have to spend a lot of money on food. The central idea behind the Spend Smart, Eat Smart resource is smart shopping, meal planning, cooking, and reducing food waste. They have lots of great resources for using leftovers or planned overs, as they call them, making one meal and getting a second meal out of that by modifying the recipe slightly. There is also a blog attached to the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website that addresses current trends in food and nutrition and provides short educational videos on how to prepare recipes, how to plan meals, as well as resources such as a calculator that estimates what a family should spend on food, and tips on how to reduce food spending and food waste. Information on the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website and blog comes directly from ISU Extension and other trusted partners such as the USDA, as well as guest nutritional bloggers. Discussions on multiple different eating and money-saving topics are usually going on at multiple times on the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website, as there are lots of experts with so much to share on these topics. For families with busy lifestyles, Spend Smart, Eat Smart provides practical, easy steps to get families started on the path to better nutrition, as well as saving money. By focusing on what can be done today, not an overhaul of your life that would take over a year to accomplish. The benefit is that Iowans feel more in control of their choices and are well-informed to make choices that are best for their families. I know the ISU Extension staff often uses the Spend Smart, Eat Smart blog. If you've seen us around the community anytime in the last couple of years and have had we've had a recipe out to sample, pretty much will guarantee you it's one that we have pulled from this Spend Smart, Eat Smart website. It's very easy to use. It has lots of resources. They're sorted by main dishes, side dishes, appetizers, quick snacks, easy to freeze meals, meals you can make ahead. And you can also look up different recipes or different ingredients depending on what you have available in your pantry to get some things used up. And again, for more information, just go on the ISU Extension website and look up Spend Smart, Eat Smart. That should take you right to that website. Easy to navigate using tabs across the top. You can also stop by the Cass County Extension office, and we have a variety of publications from the Spend Smart, Eat Smart series that detail information on getting the most for your money out of proteins, grains, vegetables, fruits, dairies, and other food groups, as well as tips for shopping and tips for saving money on feeding your family. One last thing before we head out this week, we're going to check the ISU Extension garden calendar. These nice days make it easy to be out and around in the yard. If you're wandering around and wondering what you could be doing in the yard, we'll take a quick glance at that calendar. If you've got a vegetable garden planted, you can harvest your onions anytime when the tops fall over and begin to dry. You can also harvest potatoes once the tops die back. Now in through the end of August is a good time to sow lettuce, spinach, and radishes for a fall crop that should last you until a frost hits later this fall. Anytime in late August and beyond is a good time to start planting evergreens. And late August is also a great time to begin sowing grass seed if you have any bare patches or weedy patches in your yard. For more information on how to do all these things, tips for yard and garden, or anything we've chatted about on this show or you may just be wondering about, you can always give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension office and visit us right there on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. And of course, you can always find ISU Extension and Outreach in Cass County and across the state online anytime. You can follow us on Facebook for updates as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.